Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, the Queen's best-loved drink has been deemed a little weird by a cocktail expert who explained why the monarch's choice was not popular and a bit bizarre. Well, that's the headline from The Express. One of the world's leading cocktail experts, Noah Rothbaum, said, "She has a Dubonnet cocktail, which is like two parts Dubonnet to one part gin. It's a little weird because there's a great schism in Dubonnets. The Dubonnet that's produced in Europe is different from the Dubonnet that's produced in America. The formulas are slightly different, though the one in America now tastes more like the one in Europe. It was very popular in the 60s and 70s and then kind of disappeared for a while. In other parts of the world, they are enduringly popular. So it makes a lot of sense that the Queen would be a fan of it. But it's sort of bizarre. It's not a traditional Pimm's cup. The Queen's preferred cocktail is very unique to her." Writing for the Daily Mail, Richard Kay checks in on Her Majesty. Her appearance at the G7 summit in Cornwall, exactly 8 weeks after Philip's funeral, was remarkable. It was not just the smiles and warmth she radiated among some of the most bombastic personalities on the planet, but her good humour. As the leaders of the world's top economies jostled for their official photographs, she asked, "Are you supposed to be enjoying yourselves?" with a knowing grin. The subtext was clear. Even if they weren't, she certainly was, and her observation went a long way to show that she had emerged from her period of mourning and was ready to participate fully in the affairs of the kingdom. More intriguingly, perhaps, it showed that she would embrace Philip's absence even more directly than we had thought. For decades, he was the one who paved the way for her, who broke the ice when she plunged into a gathering, knowing all eyes were on her. He did it with a joke here, a risque remark there, and she was always grateful for it. Philip's retirement had allowed her time to adjust to doing things alone, but provided he was at the end of the phone after a trying day, the world's best-known double act could still function behind the scenes. COVID changed everything, but crucially, it brought an unexpected dividend in that she and Philip were together for the last 13 months of his life. Her passion for horse racing is no secret, but the success of the Queen's breeding program meant she had 7 runners during Ascot Week and several winners elsewhere. "It has all helped to perk her up no end," says a racing friend. "She misses Prince Philip dreadfully, but she was prepared for his passing. Caring deeply for someone whose health is in decline is always exhausting, and I'm sure it was no different for Her Majesty." Slowly and surely, much of the heavy lifting of monarchy is passing to others. But at 95, the Queen is proof that life can still provide a fresh adventure every day. Palace Intrigue will be right back. We haven't talked about Harry and Meghan for a good 5 minutes. Well, good news, they have updated their website with a message about compassion. "To us, compassion means more than the dictionary definition. It means listening with open ears to the suffering and celebrations of communities and people beyond ourselves. It means taking the time to understand their perspectives, experiences, and needs based on what they say rather than assuming what they need. It means uplifting diverse voices and giving a platform to people to share their stories. It means taking that newfound understanding and empathy and channeling it into action for people who need it the most. Each time someone conducts an act of compassion, whether it's mentoring a young woman or holding space for someone having a difficult day, our world becomes a better place. Compassion is at the core of everything we do. We hope you'll join us in building a better world, one act of compassion at a time." Meanwhile, Duncan Larcombe suggests William is worried about Harry's next move. Larcombe told OK Magazine, "What do they do next? That's a question Prince William is dreading the answer to. Ultimately, they have to find a way to do their work in LA while not trading in on the royal brand." Prince Harry hasn't exactly been subtle. He's revealed to the world that he pretty much hates his family and the whole system is rotten to the core. But by continually talking about the royals, they're cashing in on the brand. If they spend their whole careers selling that royal brand, they'll never speak to William again. And there you have it. Please follow us on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And if you love the show, hey, please give us a review. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.